So let's go to the next one. All they had to do is slap typically in front of it, or even better, make it explicitly inclusive. It's like, yeah, no, that's a good point, right? Again, mask off. All they had to do was just say it was typically male. And yeah, exactly. And they didn't. That must really wind you up a lot, right? It's really, I love the reply, lol. you are like, no, it's exclusive. Cope about it. You know, go and seethe and dilate in the corner. And then answer that, why do you want it? Why does this have to be so important? Like, no one sat there going, you know what? It doesn't even say that Tyranids are typically alien. You know, they're exclusively alien. There's not one orc in the Tyranids. There's not one human in the Tyranids. They're all exclusively biologically essentialist.
There's a lot of humans in the Tyranids. But...
Well, okay. They're not, you know, they're exclusive, you know, in this way. There's no inclusivity there. You're not whining about that, are you? Angry?
I don't know. The most inclusive species probably around.
Okay, sure. There's one way of looking at it. Fine. Where are the female orcs, Callum?
No, what? The orcs are a bit more exclusive.
Exactly. The orcs are exclusively non-gendered, incidentally. You know,
they eat everything.
There are literally zero female orcs.
Yeah.
Because it's just not how they replicate.
Also, I don't know what the point in that would have been. Like, even if they had said, right, it's all men, a woman's never succeeded, but she could try. What would be the point in making that statement? Because it would still be, it's all men. It's always going to be men. Yeah. Otherwise, they would have succeeded.
It's not
now.
Even most men.
It's been 40,000 years. Yeah. And
most men can't become space marines. So, I mean, if like, you know, it's just look at the athletic performances. Come on. But anyway, but this is the point, right? So they don't complain about the genetic essentialism of the Tyranids, which are literally all they are genetically essential. And they don't complain about the lack of female orcs, even though there's literally not one female orc and never will be. Right, so, you know, actually, just Warhammer sucks. Did you know that, fellow Warhammer fans?
Oh, you're mad.
If you're... Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
If it's a shit hobby for losers, why do you care?
If your law requires things like transphobia, homophobia, sexism, or racism, it's S-law, which, to me, is strong D&D is Satanism vibes. It's like, do you not remember this? The Christians back in the 80s were like, Dungeons & Dragons is promoting Satanism. It's like, what do you mean? It's a fantasy realm where there is no Christianity, God, Satan, anything like that. So yeah, that's opening the doorway for Satan. That's this. Applying, it's transphobia in Warhammer. It's like, what are you talking about? This is just you bringing your religious dictums to it. And so this gets even better, right? So it's like, oh, all right. So
I'm sorry to point out, every single one of these has an instant comment underneath just being like, are you retarded?
Well, that's because most of these ended up getting deleted.
Okay.
A lot of these, anyway, got privated, deleted, because they were getting patrolled very, very firmly on this.
What do you mean you can't have anything unpleasant in your science fiction game about Catholic space Nazis? All good comments.
So, I mean, like, so now we've gone through all the terrible arguments and we've gone through your game sucks. And it's like, well, look, in fact, your game sucks and you're a retard? It's like, what? Look at all these responses that equal, this is escapism and fantasy, not reality. Therefore, only men being space marines is possible. What a strange hill to die on. Yeah.
Well, there should either be no rules in fiction or it should be reality. I mean...
No. This isn't that. Right, no. Your ultra elite warriors should only be males. That's a strange hill to die on. Oh yeah, no. The ultra elite warriors should be females is not a strange hill to die on. That's a totally normal hill. That's the hill they're dying on, and they're like really mad about it. And it's like, why is my position here the strange one? Like, all ultra elite warriors ever have been male because that's just biology, and yet I'm the person with the strange hill to die on here. Don't give me this nonsense. Anyway, so gatekeeping works is the name of the game here, and we'll come back to this point. Huh. Well, I'm never getting into Warhammer. That solidifies that. Well done, boys. Another victory. Like, do you want this person? Azura Nightsong with the trans flag? Yeah.
Rejoice.
Do you want her in Warhammer? No, you do not. You know. Anyway, this is why women don't play Warhammer 40,000, you see? Lack of female space marines. It's not because women literally have got no interest in it.
Got better things to do.
In the format. You know, if you go to the next one.
My plastic figures, his backstory's so cool. Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, you should see my wife's eyes glaze over whenever I talk about this. She's just got no interest. Why don't women get into Warhammer? Because it's been male-dominated for years? Because of the bigot problem? Because Forge World wrote something dumb? Why not all three? Yeah, it's not because... Like, and you might have noticed, there are very few actual women complaining about this. Like, so far, zero actual women, biological females who grew into adult women complaining about the lack of female space marines. This is exclusively a male problem. So it's like, yeah, the point is women's interests don't dovetail with nerdy tabletop tactics games ever. I mean, if they did, women would surely have already made their own tabletop tactics games.
The closest thing in Warhammer I could ever think of was actually my older brother. And he decided for a laugh to make a Hello Kitty army.
Yeah.
So he made a Dreadnought with a Hello Kitty logo on it and all the Space Marines. It looked ridiculous, but at the same time, yeah, it was kind of cool, but messed up. Anyway, he ended up getting rid of his collection, so he gave it to the local Games Workshop. They put it in the window.
Oh, awesome. that's great, though, you know, get that on the internet. But I've seen, like, pictures of Hello Kitty Space Marines before. It's funny.
Yeah.
But the reason women don't play Warhammer, I mean, if they just had female Space Marines, Warhammer would be 50% female playership. Everyone knows. But the thing is, as well, what I like about this, one quote-unquote woman, a trans person, obviously, has pointed out that actually female Space Marines is canonically the Chaos position. Unironically. Here's a quote from Fabius Bile, the Nurgle character.
Yeah, the one that messes you up biologically.
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah. Not the person you really want to defer to on this, but he says, more than once have I questioned the Emperor's wisdom in bestowing his gifts upon but one half of the human race. There we go. So female Space Marines is canonically the Chaos position.
And also a literal abomination. Because that's what all the Chaos guys do.
And that's all Fabius Biles is in particular does. Yeah. But I love that Victoria, trans flag, BLM.
Don't you know we're basically genetic abominations when we try to be Space Marines? Isn't it? Yeah.
Why won't you bring us into your weird purity cult? So there are reasons. So this is, I just think, is interesting because it shows that they are everything that you accuse them of being, right? Look at the next guy, this Mr. Dreadful again, the guy who first posted this thing. It's like, it's disappointing that Games Workshop's still pushing that all the Astartes are all male because of biology. Idiot. Why are you crying so much, you soy-kek PC Nazi infiltrator who hates the hobby and men? If you look at their bio, you'll see their pronouns and hashtag Antifa.
Yeah.
They are exactly what you accuse them of being. Every single time.
Not just soy-kek. I mean,
and most of them have, like, you know, the trans flag and the pride flag and whatnot in their bio anyway, with a hammer and sickle.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
You can't go 5 minutes without just screeching at someone about your stupid SJW ideologies.
Yeah. And again, if we get to the next one, they say, apparently I'm an oversensitive normie infiltrator. You're not a normie infiltrator. Jesus Christ. No normie would be like, so. Who doesn't understand how dystopian sci-fi works. All because I thought it was a little disappointing that Games Workshop reiterated a stupid bit of fluff that would have been better left ambiguous.
No.
Better for who? In what way would that have been better? Like, why would they essentially leave the door open to your corruption?
Also, why would we want less law?
Yeah. What's the benefit to the internal consistency of the universe to make this ambiguous?
Like my big thing, because I don't have any models, is I really like the law.
Mm.
The idea that they just leave more questions unanswered, that wouldn't be good to anyone who likes this.
Especially when they're kind of fundamental questions like, how is a Space Marine made? Like, that has to actually be answered.
That's not important.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, Arch did a video a while ago on how Chaos Space Marines still exist. Because this is one thing that, like, don't get me wrong, I love the lore of Chaos, but it becomes deeply apparent. And this was something that I noticed way back in, like, second edition. Like, okay, they've been fighting for 10,000 years. Why are there any left?
What's with the Mechanicus and the Chaos as well? Like, how does that work?
No idea. Yeah, exactly. Where are they getting the Titans from? Like, if all of this is left over from the Horus Heresy, and the Imperium has been producing new stuff for 10,000 years, then the Chaos forces would muster, like, you know, like 1,000 guys at best, and the Imperium would have millions of soldiers. So how is this possible? And so Arch did a video explaining, oh, they've actually filled all this lore in. Why? Because it makes sense. And you need to be able to justify these things if you want to maintain the illusion, which I would like to. But again, like, why? Who does this benefit? Well, it benefits subversives. It benefits people who actually want to start tearing apart the existing lore. And again, go to the next one. The thing is, I'm not even saying GW has to put in female Astartes in the lore. You are, right?
Otherwise, why else are you doing any of this?
This is what you're complaining about, right? Or that people have to put female-presenting models in their armies. That's good, because there aren't any in mine.
But, like, you could have them in the Imperial Guard as well.
You could.
Well, there's nothing stopping you from doing that.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's just as a battle. They exist.
Last cannon can't have much recoil. Why not?
No.
Yeah.
Just the thing, it just has to be the Space Marines, doesn't it? Exactly. It has to be the top of the top.
Exactly. And look at this, at the end. Just that they could have just not printed the male biology thing in 2022. Why? Why is this so important? Well, because they're leftists. And again, you can see that this is all about essentially the Chaos position on the Imperium. If they can bring down what the Imperium is, then 40K essentially starts collapsing, is the way they look at it. If you go to the next one, like you see them whining, the lore is settled. It's been canon since the beginning. Tell me you fear change and lack imagination without telling me.
Okay, Zinch is behind this account.
Exactly.
Well, it has to be.
Exactly. Exactly. Change for change's sake. Yeah, I'm getting strong Zinch vibes from this. But that's the point. Why rewrite history? Why do you need to alter it? What's wrong with it?
Something better. Because you can be stronger if you change things.
Exactly. And as I talked about in the deep think, the Imperium of Man is about tradition. The entire thing is a set of traditions that have been built up over time. And this is the opposite. This is Zench's radical agenda trying to be applied to that canon. And the question is why, though? Why? And thankfully, after enough arguing, one of them will simply just come out and tear off the mask. And they'll say, because you like it. That's why. Go to the next one. And again, this is just perfect, right? Sisters of Battle and Sisters of Silence are not Space Marines. They're completely different in aesthetic, lore, command structure, and their basic worldview and more. We want female Space Marines. Space Marines are the main character and poster child of the franchise. Make them have girls.
Make them.
Yeah. I mean, they...
Don't justify it, because you couldn't.
Exactly. Make them. Yeah. You're the popular things. You're the things everyone sees. We want that to be us. You can see it's exactly that. It's like I love when they just come out and just tell you, okay, forget all the arguments. All of the arguments BS, and we knew it. You know, you knew it. Yeah. Everyone knows it. No, it's just that's the popular thing, and you have it, and we want to take that from you. That's what this is about.
Like, if the most sold thing were the Sisters of Battle,
then they'd be sat there going, no, there can't be male Sisters of Battle. That's what they'd be doing.
To watch the full video, please become a premium member at lotuseaters.com.